Welcome to Ask Pastor John, a question and answer podcast with John Piper. Drew writes in from the Bronx in New York with this question. He says, what exactly does it mean to have a relationship with God?
Well, I don't know, Drew, and what I should tell him to read. I will try to give an answer in a short form, but oh, that all believers would make it a priority to grow in answering that question with those who have gone deepest in the history of the church in their relationship with God. And that would be people like John Owen. And I mentioned John Owen just because he's written a book called Communion with God, which is another old-fashioned way of saying relationship with God. And what it means is this. It means that we are receiving from God communications of himself through his word and through history. So he comes to us in Jesus Christ. He comes to us in his teaching. He comes to us in his cross. He comes to us in his apostles. He comes to us through his word, and he is speaking to us, and this speaking is being made vital by the present coming to us of the Holy Spirit who dwells within us. That's half the relationship. And he took the initiative. Now we are receiving that, and by the Spirit, we're being made alive to it. We see it coming. We see his communications of himself and his character and his work on our behalf, and we're being awakened and made admiring and delighted and happy and hopeful and encouraged, and we are then returning to him through the Word, by the Spirit, through the name of Jesus Christ, prayers and acts of gratitude and resolutions of fighting the fight of faith and acts of obedience, so that our lives are going Godward while his life toward us is coming manward. That's the relationship. And it happens most fundamentally by the Spirit through the Word. Don't try to run away from the Bible to find a relationship with God in the woods, or in some kind of aesthetic encounter with nature or with a great piece of art. Those are all supplementary. The heavens are telling the glory of God. God does use great art, great poetry to awaken us. But if we don't center on the Bible where he's speaking authoritatively and infallibly, our relationship will become distorted by error and by sin. So let the Bible be the place where he comes to you, speaks, and the Bible be the place where you speak back to him. The relationship is in the communion, him to us, us to him. And then it happens all through the day. We remind ourselves, if we're discouraged, don't be discouraged. Don't be dismayed. Fear not. I'll be with you wherever you go. You hear that. You remember it because of the promise in the Bible. And then you say, thank you, Lord. I will take this next step of obedience. And at that moment, a relationship has been enjoyed and a communion has been experienced. And you walk moment by moment through your life like that.
If you have a question for John Piper, send it to us. The address is radio@desiringgod.org. Radio, R-A-D-I-O, @desiringgod.org. You will also find a wealth of resources, from free sermons and online books to questions and answers and much more, at www.desiringgod.org.